In a workshop at Providence's Career and Technical High School, designer Rochelle Crosby helps 14-year-old Christian Lopez find the perfect screw to hold together a human-sized bird nest.
Perfect. And we want to focus on the big ones because those are our structural elements, right?
Crosby and Lopez are building the nest as part of a design for a preschool playground. 15-year-old Alexis Batista describes how they used tree branches to make the structure.
We put the bigger ones at the bottom so it can have a nice base, and the ones at the top, they're holding everything together along with the rope, and we chose rope because if we just left it, it would probably fall apart.
The idea of the project is the students pick a design problem, then they have to use skills like measuring and critical thinking to find the solution. Designer Rochelle Crosby says it's been a learning experience for her, too.
It's really interesting to see how there's kind of a collaborative element possible at any age range. I mean, they're 14, 15 years old. I'm double that age, and I'm still able to learn from them.
Crosby works for Down City Design, a nonprofit based in Providence. Founder Adrian Gagnon helped organize two of the Hasbro summer programs. She says they're aimed at keeping kids' minds active so they hold on to more of the facts and figures they learn during the school year. Gagnon also explains the goal was to make them fun.
They feel like summer camps. The kids are having a great time. They are learning, but they're learning about things that they care about in an environment that feels authentic and supportive.
The Hasbro Initiative ran 18 programs like Gagnon's this summer at locations around the state. To find out whether they were having an impact, they tested students in reading and math at the beginning of the summer and again at the end of the summer.
And the average gains statewide have been really remarkable.
Sandy Connors represents the United Way of Rhode Island, another nonprofit involved with the program. She says the testing showed the students not only retained their learning from the school year,
kids on average are moving forward 35% in their literacy skills and 47% on average in their math skills.
Skills they will need when they return to school in September. Back in the design workshop, students put the final touches on their bird nest. 14-year-old Christian Lopez says he got a lot out of the project.
I would recommend it because it is a good program. You get to learn the tools. You get to learn, like, how to communicate with other people, with friends. And, like, you're also helping out people, so it's not like you're doing something for yourself.
2 days later, at the Fox Point Early Education Center, the students present their final designs. Parent Taisha Darden sits in the audience. She says the program helped her son stay focused.
Focused on other things other than hanging out with his friends. And it keeps him off the streets and doing something constructive with his life.
Organizers for the Hasbro Summer Learning Initiative want to keep more kids off the street, so they're ready when they return to school in September. For next year, they hope to find funding for a stipend to offer students who would otherwise need a summer job. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Catherine Doherty.